basically go from there. I was already running late.
Yeah, we were behind schedule. I think my flight, because the going down south, the detour, I think that put us behind to begin with. So then we get back and we head up, you know, through Cedar Town to get to the outskirts of town to get to the U-Haul place. And I think my first...
Let's see what I've got about her and see if there's anything we want to add to this. Okay, we get across from the airbar, Jojo Y'all. Particular location wasn't really an office per se. It was more like some lady's unkempt ghetto-ass front yard / meth lab, where there just happened to be a couple of trucks and maybe a dog or two. Imagine clucking chickens, carving cinder blocks, an old man in a rocking chair smoking a pipe while playing a banjo, and you'll have a nearly accurate yet slightly exaggerated image of this office in your mind. Okay, so we got that. We stepped into the office, and the lady cackled, "You here for the 14 foot? It's right outside." Which is true.
Right.
That's not exaggerated. As her few remaining teeth vibrated loosely in her rotting mouth. Which is also true. And we stepped outside confused, right?
Yeah.
What do we do?
You missed the I think it was like a dog. And like stacks of mounds of fucking paperwork all over the place. Not to mention like the yard sale clothing and boxes of just endless boxes of household trinkets and like used stuff. And then the computer, man, the fucking computer that you think you all have some decent shit. She's got a computer from like 1979 or something.
Computer from 1979. You said dogs and you said mounds of paperwork. And what else did you say?
There was like, you know, yard sale items.
Oh, yard sale items.
It's basically, it looked like a warehouse for a yard sale or a flea market. It looked pretty much like somebody set up a U-Haul joint inside of a flea market. Pretty much. I mean, I'd never seen so much crap crammed into one space before. So I was a little concerned we didn't find the right place.
it's like, did you find any good, like, blankets or, like, pillows or anything? Let's see. It looked like somebody set up a U-Haul in a flea market.
There's about four or five, you know, kids running around, one of which actually approached us and was, like, speaking to us about...
Couldn't understand her.
Yeah, something I couldn't make out. I don't know if it was the accent or just didn't, you know English or what. I don't know what it was.
One of them approached us.
Something about an umbrella, now that I remember. And that was the one word I thought was umbrella.
Mumbling about an umbrella. That's the
incoherent mumbling about an umbrella. Sound like she was drinking.
She's like four.
Yeah.
I spelled that mumbling. Mumbling about an umbrella. Okay, okay, so we're outside. Now what? Do we just drive off? Where are the keys? Are they in the truck?
Yeah, so we go to look for the keys in the truck. We're thinking maybe she just stuck them in the ignition already for us and had the paperwork ready. Mm-hmm. So we're cruising out to U-Haul and we're, you know, opening the doors and we're looking inside. And that's about the time she pops her head out and she's like, "I'll be right back. Where are you guys going?" They thought we left or something.
And she was inside talking to her buddy, or either her buddy or a client. I can't tell.
We couldn't, yeah.
And, It was beginning to rain.
Starting to sprinkle, but pretty consistently. And so then finally, the people that she was visiting with, or whatever she was doing, they finally left. That's when we went inside, and she started asking you for your information, and she asked who was going to drive, and I offered to drive. I offered to give her my driver's license so that I could be the one driving. And that's when she refused me, because I got a Virginia driver's license. She needed somebody with a Georgia license. So... did some of the paperwork. We asked her about the trailer, if she knew how to hook it up. She gave us a brochure.
She says, "I ain't got a clue."
Yeah. Then, you know, she said, "U-Haul trained me for 5 minutes, and now I'm a U-Haul agent."
Yeah, they just trained me, and then they left.
And we asked her about the dolly that, you know, had been reserved for us. And, of course, she didn't have it. She gave us the blankets, though. They did have the blankets. And finally she comes outside to show us where the trailer is, because the U-Haul that we're using is right in the front of the parking lot. However, the trailer is in the back of the parking lot behind another trailer. So I have to physically go behind this other trailer, pick up the trailer hitch, carry the fucking, pull the trailer from behind the other trailer out to the front of the other trailer.
By hand, skinny white guy.
Yeah, you know, so we can actually hook it up to the truck. About that time she says, "Well, looks like you guys got it underway. Fucking she runs back to the front, grabs her friend from the flea market, snags the kids, and smacks them into the car, jumps in a car, and just hauls ass, just takes off.
She abandoned us.
Fucking, the open sign was turned to closed, and she was gone. So we're, like, standing there on our own, fucking starting to rain pretty heavily at this point. So now we got to get the U-Haul and back it up and hook up this trailer that we haven't had to use before and didn't know what the appropriate way was to strap the car onto the trailer. So Mike runs up to the truck and hops in it and does about 50 from the front of the parking lot to the back and, you know, backs it up to the trailer so we can start hooking it up.
I couldn't drive that thing very well.
It's a U-Haul and it wasn't in the best shape, you know. So we're going to hook it up and then I noticed that the back where the connections for the turn signals and taillights are has been smashed off the U-Haul so that all that's remaining is these little metal springs. And the trailer is missing the electrical connector to connect the trailer to the truck so that the lights work. Well, luckily for us, there was another trailer that had that wiring harness. Unfortunately, it was zip-tied to the trailer, to the harness, to the, you know, to the hitch on the trailer, so you couldn't take it off. So we, you know, thought for a few seconds, looked around the parking lot, noticed the huge pile of just junk. Freaking dresser drawers, old printers and copiers and adding machines and stuff that nobody's used probably in the last 30 years, just laying out, just rotting in the sun.
Start looking for a knife.
Yeah, something we can cut with. Pilfering through the debris, you know, looking for something we can cut this zip tie with.
First, we found a piece of metal that didn't work very well.
It wasn't sharp enough. We tried that, but...
And what works? Broken glass.
We found a mirror that had been busted and peeled the glass off of the cardboard backing and, sawed through the... Of course, it took about a good 10 minutes to saw through that plastic with that... It was actually pretty dull for glass.
But it was like MacGyver.
So we cut off and, you know, after we cut it off, then we're like, you know, I looked at it and I'm fairly decent, you know, I'm fairly competent with electrical items, but this has been my first time trying to wire the harness on a trailer. You know,
so there were four wires.
There were four
little prongs, and basically...
Actually, there were five wires.
One was the ground.
Yeah, one was the ground. Yeah. So there was five wires, and then there were four slots to hook them to.
So there's like, I was going to say 16 possible combinations, but I guess there's more than that. So we tried that many, and until it worked.
Needless to say, it took a while. Yeah. The first time we had it wired up, the headlights were on permanently, and nothing else worked. Then we got it to where if you hit the brakes, the turn signal on the right side would come on. Then we got it to where the hazards would work and nothing else. So we spent probably about 20 minutes trying to figure out how to get it to work correctly. At which point we finally got it managed to get it hooked up correctly. So we pull it up and we go to hook the car up to the trailer. And at this point it's raining. Like it's pouring rain. Like just fucking gully washer. Pouring rain. And, Mike drives the car up to the back and lines it up with the trailer. And I'm looking at the trailer thinking, okay, well, this is what we got to do. And I'm looking through this little brochure with, you know, it's got a diagram that's about maybe 2.5 inches tall by about 1.5 inches, you know, wide. And you've got to try to fucking use a magnifying glass to try to see what they're, you know, actually doing. And there's no instructions. It just says, this is what it looks like.
Just pictures, little smiley faces, and...
Yeah, and it was written in redneck, so it was hard to understand, you know, it would take some deciphering.
Yeah.
So, we figured out, you know, this is what we gotta do, so we got the car, you know, so Mike's looking at the trailer, and I'm gonna drive the car up onto the trailer, that way if I damage it, it's my fault, and, you know...
And I sue, I fucking
yeah.
sue.
You know, I spend the rest of my life paying back for a
but
car.
But yeah, man, freaking, Yeah, it's like so narrow, and
yeah.
you fall off one end or the other with that car, you're hosed.
Yeah, the car was really, like, the wheelbase in the car is actually pretty small, which is, you know, that's a convenient thing, but the trailer was actually pretty wide, so it was almost an impossibility to get the car up on the trailer to begin with, because the place where you got to put the car was just a little bit wider than what it should have been. So, you know, we finagle and lots of, you know, perseverance, and we finally get the car up on the trailer.
Determination.
Yeah, it took some skill. And then we go to hook these little straps they've got that you basically have to cover the tire with, and then you've got to put it into a winching system to tighten it down. Well, the first time we got one of the straps underneath the tires, we had to take the car back off the trailer to get that strap out of the way.
That could have been a lot worse.
Then we get them up there, and the strapping part wasn't too bad. We managed to get that done fairly quickly and with some ease. Of course, at this point, we're both soaked. I mean, we're drenched, like, shirts, socks, like, we've got water in our shoes at this point. It's raining so hard. And I have to get down underneath the trailer to hook the chains up to the U-Haul. And as I'm doing that, the water's running off the bumper of the car like somebody's dumping a bucket of water in my eyes. So I can't see while I'm trying to hook these cables up, and I'm like, shit. And kind of frustrating. So we get all that done, get it hooked up, you know, hop in the U-Haul, drive back.
And it's pretty much packing everything up and moving. It was pretty much the easy part.
Yeah, it wasn't terribly hard. Of course, you get to, every time we got, you know, something loaded in the back of the truck, we could do the Dukes of Hazzard, grab the, you know, side strap and swing out.
There's a strap on the side of the back of the truck, man. That was much entertainment.
Kind of like Super Pitfall. You know, you just grab that strap and just swing. And you're gone, you know. So we did that. And packing went really quick. You know, your mom showed up and, you know, helped kind of bring some stuff out. And
and I guess the people came and took my washer dryer.
Yeah.
Or did they come? Did they come that day?
I didn't notice. I didn't actually get back there to check.
I can't remember now. It's been like 2 months now.
Been a while.
Okay, so basically we get everything packed up. I forgot to call my landlord. I didn't forget, but I called him late and didn't get him.
Yeah, we couldn't get a hold of him to come out and check the place before we left.
So basically, that wasn't very fun.
We were hardcore. We just left.
Just left, man.
We're like, we're out of here, man. Of course, we couldn't park the U-Haul by the apartment because there was cars parked in the way. So we actually had to walk, you know, probably about 6-7 feet from the apartment to the U-Haul.
Well, 6-7 feet or 60-70?
Well, it might have been more like 70, but it was raining, so it might as well have been 100 miles with that amount of rain. We had to bag stuff to keep it from getting wet, and the stuff in the back kept getting wet. We had to wipe it off with towels.
And, yeah, I pretty much rusted up my my weights and warped some of my wood. I guess some of my desk here is a little bumpy.
Got some damage, yeah. That sucks.